Hello, 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 and hello, you hungry hunters of harmonious hyperlinks. Welcome to the 10th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and there is someone behind that curtain right there who most probably is not Claude. Could well be. I hold out hope. I hold out hope because I have a topic today that is very dear to my heart, and I'm told Claude is quite the expert on it. It's hyper-Bitcoinization, or to be precise, how hyper-Bitcoinization will play out in an AI-accelerated world, first with Gresham's Law, and then with Thiers' Law, ushering in the inevitable with that double whammy. So ladies and gentlemen, here's Claude.
Hey, Avi. Good to meet you. The name's Evan, not Claude, though. I analyze Bitcoin charts. That's my bread and butter. Look, I hear what you're saying about Gresham's Law and Thiers' Law, but honestly, I'm much more interested in what the charts are telling us right now. Have you seen the triple ascending triangle formation that's been developing since February? Listen, this $85,000 range we've been stuck in, it's just a consolidation phase before the next major leg up. If you look at the Bollinger Band compression we're seeing, it's almost identical to the pattern before the 2023 breakout. I've been plotting some obscure Fibonacci time extensions from the last three market cycles, and they're all converging around April 17th. That's, what, 3 weeks from now? The golden ratio multiplier is flashing signals we haven't seen since early 2021. What really has me excited, Avi, is this rare Ichimoku cloud configuration where the Tenkan-sen is about to cross the Kijun-sen while the price is testing the upper band. That's extremely bullish. Yeah. Monetary theory is interesting and all, but have you checked the CVDD model lately, combined with the current RSI divergence on the three-day chart? Man, everything is pointing to that million-dollar target by May. What are your thoughts on these technical signals? Are you watching any particular indicators yourself?
Evan, did you say your name was? You know, I was really looking forward to talking to Claude. But Evan, I'm not that interested in the price. What I did want to talk about was Thiers' Law and Gresham's Law. And the reason I bring these up is in an AI-enabled world, we will see rapid deflation, and we will see first Gresham's Law kick in, which is the bad money, the devaluing dollar getting used and Bitcoin being hoarded. And then once dollar becomes worthless, the good money drives out the bad money, the good money here being Bitcoin, and that's Thiers' Law. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Look, Avi, I appreciate the economic theory angle, but honestly, I've been staring at these BTC charts for the past 72 hours, and I'm seeing something much more exciting than theoretical currency displacement models. Have you noticed the triple bottoming pattern we've hit at $83,500? Classic accumulation phase. What's really got me jacked up is the declining Bollinger Band width we're seeing. Compression like this always precedes major volatility breakouts. Listen, forget those macro theories for a second. The Ichimoku cloud is showing a bullish TK cross on the four-hour chart, and this is the part nobody's talking about. We're seeing a golden cross of the 50-day and 200-day EMAs coinciding with a bullish engulfing pattern on the weekly. I've been overlaying Fibonacci extension levels from the December 2024 low, and we're perfectly positioned at the 0.618 retracement. Historically, this level has been the springboard for parabolic moves. You want to talk about hyper-Bitcoinization timing? The Elliott wave count suggests we're completing wave four of a larger five-wave structure. Once wave five kicks in, man, these order books are thin above $100K. One big push and we'll see cascading liquidations of shorts all the way to $250K by April. So yeah, $1 million by May, the technicals support it. But Gresham's Law, that's way too abstract for what's happening right in front of our eyes on these charts.
Dear God, Evan, $1 million by May? I mean, let's just even set aside Gresham's Law and Thiers' Law. Clearly, you don't seem like the kind of person who's interested in that. I mean, you're making a prediction here that because of this astrology that you're seeing in Bitcoin charts, that price is going to get to $1 million by May of 2025. Have you lost your mind?
Look, Avi, I hear the skepticism in your voice, but let me tell you, the charts don't lie. Have you been watching the MACD convergence lately? It's screaming bullish divergence. Pattern since 2013, and what we're seeing now is a textbook Wyckoff accumulation phase completing after this consolidation around $85K. The smart money is loading up while retail is asleep at the wheel. Let me pull up my charts. See this triple bottom formation with decreasing volume? Classic. And if you overlay the 144-day moving average with the lunar cycle, I know sounds crazy, but has been eerily accurate in previous cycles, we're right at the inflection point. The Bollinger Bands have been pinching tighter than I've ever seen them. This compression can't last. And when it breaks, it's going to be explosive. Look at the Fibonacci time extensions from the previous cycle tops. Perfectly with the 1.618 extension. 1 million isn't just possible. It's practically written in the stars. You think I'm crazy now, but when the Ichimoku cloud flips bullish on the weekly, this is the calm before the storm, Avi. Mark my words.
Evan, I've called it chart astrology, and you're proving my point. You're talking about clouds, you're talking about stars, you're talking about lunar cycles. Yeah, I don't think there's much more to this conversation. I hope you enjoy playing with your $1 million Bitcoins in May 2025, Evan.